Welcome everybody, Shir number 1387 in the writing is Shir number 539, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of learning the halachas of Kedima Bebrachos, the priority of Brachos. So in conjunction with that, which we discussed last year, that the Shivas Aminim, the special fruits whose bracha is Al Ha'etz, right? We have those special fruits which the bracha is Al Ha'etz, as opposed to, for example, like an orange, apple, those brachas are Barin Nefashos. If one is eating a fruit from the seven species, from those special fruits, right, in other words, the seven prominent species that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and the same halacha, it's actually the species that the Torah names out, the same halacha applies if those same fruits grow outside of Eretz Yisrael, which we'll talk about, Bezras Hashem. So, but since the Torah shows great importance to these seven species by mentioning them and also revealing a specific order of their praise, so they receive a special order. Now, so therefore, if one is eating one of those fruits, right, which again we're going to name off right away, or a few of those fruits in the order in reference to which the fruits should be eaten, is actually mentioned in the Torah. Now, what do we mean by the order of in which the fruits should be eaten? For example, if you're eating two or three of those fruits, which we're going to talk about in a second, but you want to make one bird pre-eats. They're all, let's say, bar pre-eats, right? Not let's say, but they are bar pre-eats. So you want to make a bar pre-eats on one of them, and they're all from the Shivas Aminim, all from those special fruits. In other words, there's no apples, oranges, other fruits that are not from the Shivas Aminim, not mixed in, but they're all part of that. So therefore, the halach is you have to make a bracha on one of them, and you will cover the other ones. Again, if you're eating it all together at the same time. Okay, so first of all, what's the order? The order is like this. You have first olives. You have olives, number one. Number two, you have dates. Number three, you have grapes. Number four, you have figs. And number five, you have pomegranates. That's basically the order that it goes in. So, for example, let's say somebody's eating dates, grapes, and figs. So that's the order it goes in. I'm going to eat some dates, grapes, and figs. Now, of course, I do want to mention dates and figs especially. One has to be extremely careful to check for worms and so on. Is to have to, you know, look into the process of checking dates and figs. You can't just eat it blindly. It's a very important thing to keep in mind. But be it as it may, again, a person's going to eat dates, grapes, and figs. So one would make, since the order is olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates, so they would make the bracha on a date, right? They'll make the bar pre-eats on the date, and they would have in mind, or it would be in front of them, the grapes and the figs would be covered by that bar pre-eats. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Since the bracha on the date is bar pre-eats, bracha on the grape is also, and the fig, so one would make a bar pre-eats on the date, since that's the one that comes first in the order, and the grapes, figs would be covered. Now, the first two, we said Shivas Aminim, seven, so why we're only mentioning five? So the first two, which are stated in Torah, are actually wheat and barley. Those are first in the Pasuk, that you have wheat and barley, but those, nobody's eating wheat and barley in general. There are certain times we'll talk about it, but in general, the wheat and the barley include different types. That's usually made into bread. The wheat and the barley is ground into flour, right? And it's made into breads, cakes, and so on. So it's a little bit of a different subject that's more mizonos or hamotzi, depending if it's cake or bread or whatever the case is. So therefore, we are not naming those off, even though the wheat and the barley are first in the pasuk over there. But again, we'll talk about how that works. So the above is the correct order, like we mentioned. Again, the olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates, right? And the above is the correct order when one is eating those fruits, when they're eating those fruits. But if one is eating other fruits, right? So back to what we spoke about last time, if one is not eating other fruits which are not part of the seven species, not part of the Shivas Aminim, like an apple or an orange, a plum or something like that, which is not part of the seven Aminim, so and they're eating one of the fruits from the Shivas Aminim from the seven species. Let's say they're eating a date or they're eating a pomegranate. So if one is eating other fruits which are not part of the seven species, right, then the bracha should always be made on one of the fruits from the Shivas Aminim from the seven species and include the other fruits. So like we mentioned last time, somebody's eating a fig, and then they're eating they're eating also a plum. So the bar pre-eats should be made on the fig. Somebody's eating a pomegranate and they're eating also an apple. The eighths should be made on the pomegranate, and that'll include the apple, right? So the fig and the plum, like we said, you make the bracha on the eighths on the fig, include the plum, and so on. So those are basically those halachas. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.